For about a week now, we've been reporting from different parts of the American Southeast on the damage from Hurricane Helene inland, well away from the coast, because of heavy rainfall. Climate change is making rainfall more extreme, and many places struggle to prepare for that. Lauren Sommer reports from NPR's climate desk on some tools that could soon help.
Hurricane Helene hit the coast as a Category 4. That rating system is all about the storm's wind speed.
I think one of the problems with hurricanes is we get all wrapped up in Cat 1, Cat 2.
Bill Hunt is a professor at NC State University who studies flood infrastructure. He says the rating system can hide one of the biggest dangers from hurricanes, the rain.
We've had these shocking amounts of rain, and it's hard to imagine where you're safe.
The area around Asheville saw more than 15 inches of rain. The river swelled, flooding homes and crumbling vital roads and highways. But that amount of rain isn't unheard of for North Carolina. Just a few weeks ago, the Wilmington area flooded after 20 inches of rain. Weather records show storms in most of the country are dropping more rain than they used to because temperatures are rising.
It's just a matter of physics that the warmer air is, the more water it can hold. All right. It's just water vapor.
And when all that rainfall hits the ground, there's not a lot of places for it to go.
You know, there's that famous song, Pave Paradise, put up a parking lot. Well, when you clear out those trees and replace them with impermeable surfaces, you are dramatically altering the hydrologic cycle. It means less water soaking in the ground.
The infrastructure in most cities, the roads and bridges and stormwater drains, they were designed to handle the storms of last century. That means they're not ready for extreme storms today, or even worse ones in the future. Chad Berginnis of the Association of State Floodplain Managers says it's a data problem. Many cities are using old rainfall records to design their infrastructure.
And we're flying blind right now. We don't know what that appropriate standard is because we have outdated data that we're making those assumptions on.
That could soon change. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is updating the rainfall records for the whole country and forecasting how storms will get worse with climate change. When that comes out in 2026, Berginnis says it will be key for rebuilding.
We've got to break that mindset that, hey, you know what? We just want to put it back the same way we had it before, as quickly as possible.
Because building for the climate of the past is a sure way to lose lives in the future. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.